USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC has announced a new ban on evictions, applying only to areas of the country with high or substantial transmission of COVID-19 through early October. The previous federal ban had expired at the end of July after a Supreme Court ruling that the executive branch didn't have the power on its own to extend that ban and that Congress would have to take action. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says that the administration's most recent actions are unconstitutional. The California Republican tells Fox News that the president bent to the will of a minority in his party to impose a new ban.
Well, it wasn't just the president said, the Supreme Court said it. And then the White House went back and told Congress that they had to take action. Nancy Pelosi couldn't put it through. And because some socialists in Congress protested, they bent the knee. But what's really telling here, regardless of where you stand on the issue, we believe in the rule of law. They know this is breaking the law, but they are doing it. They're breaking the Constitution.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1-ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allyn Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is pushing back against changes to CDC guidelines over masking and the possible reinstitution of mask mandates. Tim Berg reports.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is unleashing on President Biden, saying he will not sit idly by when it comes to COVID-19 protocols that simply don't make sense.
You're trying to restrict people, impose mandates. If you're trying to ruin their jobs and their livelihoods and their small business, if you are trying to lock people down, I am standing in your way.
He says parents, not the government, should make decisions about masking their children in school and in their homes. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The state of Florida set a new record for hospitalized COVID patients for the third straight day on Tuesday, with more than 12,000 people in hospital. Nearly 17,000 new cases were reported on Tuesday, with 140 deaths from the virus. The state now accounts for about 16% of all new cases in the U.S., according to data from the CDC. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Senate may be coming close to voting on the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill, currently voting on a string of amendments to the spending package. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has indicated that he would keep the Senate in session to finish work on the bill, with the chamber scheduled to leave for a month-long recess next week. Senator Tommy Tuberville says that the country does need an infrastructure bill, but for the right reasons. The Alabama Republican tells Newsmax TV that even with the amendments, he still feels there's not enough in the bill for rural areas of the country.
We need that, but we need it for the right reasons, and we don't need to continue to put money out in front to where our taxpayers have to pay more and more every year. It's a shame that we didn't have some of this $6 or $7 trillion that we've spent the last year and a half on COVID and put some of this towards infrastructure. But it is what it is. I've looked at a lot of the 2,700 pages. How are we going to pay for it? They say it's going to be paid for, but the math doesn't add up. The CBO score on all of it, it's not in, and there's not enough for the rural areas in the southern states, and even in the western and midwestern states. We have to have more money for the rural areas of this country for infrastructure, for broadband. If we don't get that, it's not fair to send 3/4 of it, or 1/3 of it, or half of it to the northeast quarter of the country for trains and ferries and those kind of things.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.